Page 166. Reading. The Hours.
The Hours tells the story of three different women. One of them is Virginia Woolf writing Mrs. Dalloway. One of them is a woman around 1949, I believe, who is reading Mrs. Dalloway. She's a housewife. And one of them is a modern day character who in many ways plays the same role as the character in Mrs. Dalloway, Clarissa Dalloway. Though he did make every effort to get the story of Virginia Woolf correct, this is a novelized version of her life. It's not a biography. It fits the story, but it does get at a lot of the themes that were in her life and that she was expressing in Mrs. Dalloway and her own battle with mental illness. The housewife, Mrs. Brown, who is reading Mrs. Dalloway, is really stuck in normal, typical gender roles, and she's really straining against the life that she didn't really choose for herself. And reading Mrs. Dalloway is challenging all of that and making it really hard to continue living this life that she just didn't want. And there's a modern day character, Clarissa, who is really not Mrs. Dalloway, but since her name is Clarissa, she just goes by that for the sake of a friend of hers. And she does, in many ways, live out the same story as Mrs. Dalloway, but in many ways totally flipped because she had that opportunity being of modern day. The Hours borrows both the time structure of Mrs. Dalloway, everything takes place in one single day in the life of each woman, and also it plays with the stream of consciousness storytelling that was so interesting and so innovative in Mrs. Dalloway. This book was so interesting to read, especially as someone who really enjoyed Mrs. Dalloway and wanted to spend more time with those characters and see them pushed in different directions.
Copyright Ashley Rawdon.